The mitzvah Nun Vav, Hanun Vav, the 56th positive mitzvah, is the mitzvah of eating the Korban Pesach, the matzah, and the bitter herbs. And part of it, the mitzvah is that it should be eaten while it's roasted. It should be eaten in one room, and it should be eaten together, the meat together with the matzah and together with the mortar. That's the Korban Pesach, that it has to be eaten together with matzah and mortar. That comes from the verse in Shmoyis, Perik Yud Beis, Pasuk Ches. The Pasuk states there, V'ichlu es habosar balayla hazeh, they shall eat the meat during this night, tzli eish, it should be roasted on fire, umatzis, together with matzis, al meroirim yechlu, and together with the bitter herbs they should eat it. So the Rambam says, perhaps the questioner will ask a question, and he will say, why are you counting the eating of the Korban Pesach that comes together with the matzah and the mortar as one mitzvah? Why don't you count them as three separate mitzvahs? Since that the eating of matzah is a mitzvah, eating of the bitter herbs is a mitzvah, eating of the meat of the Pesach is a mitzvah, so it should be three separate mitzvahs. Then I will tell you, the Rambam says, that you are right in the fact that eating matzah independently is a mitzvah. And that is correct, as we will explain. It is also true that just eating the meat of the Pesach is a mitzvah, as we already mentioned. But morer, the bitter herbs, is only a secondary, it's a tofel, to the eating of the Korban Pesach. Morer should not be counted as a mitzvah by itself. And the proof for this is that the meat of the Pesach will be eaten, you will fulfill the mitzvah of eating the Korban Pesach, whether you have morer or you don't have morer. So that means that the Korban Pesach is a standalone, technically, even though when there is morer, you should eat with morer, but if there is no morer, you can just eat the Korban Pesach. But on the other hand, morer in itself, bitter herbs, cannot be eaten only if there is Pesach, if there is a Korban Pesach, if there is meat of the Pesach. You can't just fulfill a mitzvah by just eating morer without being together with the meat. Because the Pasuk says, as the Rambam says in Bamidbar, Perik Tes, Pasuk Yud Aleph, the Torah says, Al matzos umeroirim yoichluhu. You should eat the Korban Pesach together with matzah and morer. But if he ate just morer without meat, he's absolutely done nothing, because it's part, you eat the Korban Pesach with the matzah morer. And we're not going to say, oh, you at least you filled one mitzvah, you ate the morer. The language of the Mechilta is that when the Pasuk says, Sli'esh, u'matzis amorerim yechlu, roasted on fire to get with matzis and morer, this Pasuk teaches us that the mitzvah of Pesach is to be roasted, and it should be matzah and morer, which means that the mitzvah is the general, eat the Pesach together with the matzah and the morer. And over there it states further, how do you know, it says in the Mechilta, that if they don't have matzah and morer, so, and you just have the meat, how do we know that you can fulfill your obligation? Maybe you can only fulfill your obligation of the korban if you do have matzah and meat. So that's why it says, the Pasuk says, yoichluhu, you shall eat him. The Torah doesn't say yoichleim, eat them altogether. Yoichluhu, eat him, is a reference to the meat alone. So that the meat alone is a mitzvah. So one may think, just like if you don't have matzah and morer, you can just eat the meat of the Pesach. So maybe the same thing, if you don't have a Pesach, you can just eat the obligation of matzah and morer. And you're going to say that the Pesach is a positive mitzvah, the matzah and morer is a positive mitzvah. So if you are saying that if you don't have matzah and morer, you can just use a Pesach. Say if you don't have a Pesach, you can just be yoitza with matzah and morer, you fulfill your obligation. Again, the Pasuk says, yoichluhu. The mitzvah is not the matzah mutter as far from this pasuk. Matzah has a separate pasuk, but in this pasuk, we're talking about just the korban pesach. Yoichluhu, you should eat him individually, the korban pesach. Further, it says there, yoichluhu, that from here we know that the pesach is eaten a satisfying eating. In other words, you have to be satisfied with it eating. But the matzah mutter are not eaten when satisfied, because the main mitzvah of the night is to eating the meat. As the pasuk states, v'ichlu es habosha b'layla, they eat the meat in this night. And the mutter becomes a secondary to the meat of the Pesach and its obligations, as these sayings have been explained to those who wishes or understands them. The absolute proof to this is the principle that the Talmud says. Talmud, it says that in nowadays that we don't have a korban, the mutter nowadays is only from rabbinic obligation. Because min ha-Torah, from the Torah, there is no obligation to eat mutter by itself. It can only be eaten part with the meat of the korban Pesach. We don't have the Pesach. That means, tells us absolutely, that mutter is not a mitzvah by itself. This is clear, articulate proof that it's only part, it's eaten together with the, it's like the chrein on the fish, you know. I mean, if you don't have chrein, you can eat the fish, but you can't just eat the chrein by itself. And that is chrein, that is mutter. But it's not a mitzvah itself. The dinim of this mitzvah have been explained in tractate Pesachim.